With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As we look at snow and bitter cold descending upon much of the nation late this weekend, National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says the cold will be just as bad as the snow.
The Arctic air that's going to be coming south from Canada is really going to be some of the coldest air of the season, and it's going to be coming down over many areas of the central and eastern United States. And it's really going to be just the nature of the cold air, the fact that it's going to be some of the coldest air of the season, and being characterized by temperatures that are going to be below zero.
Donald Trump's inauguration is being moved indoors because of the cold weather. The president-elect will take the oath of office from inside the Capitol Rotunda Monday due to forecasts of intense cold weather. The weather forecast for Washington, D.C., with the wind chill factor, could take temperatures into severe record lows. Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump has spoken with Chinese leader Xi Jinping ahead of the inauguration. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump confirmed on social media that he had spoken with Xi and said the call was a very good one for both China and the USA. He said they talked about trade, fentanyl, and TikTok, among other things. The incoming president predicted that the two leaders will solve many problems together, starting immediately. Earlier this week, Senator Marco Rubio, who's Trump's choice to be Secretary of State, described China as America's biggest threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause the 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. The decision early Saturday brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to ending their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever. The ceasefire will go into effect Sunday. 33 hostages released over the six-week first phase of the deal, with 700 Palestinian prisoners released. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Speaker of the House goes to the Bible. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Mike Johnson says the reason the lower chamber passed a bill that bars males from competing against females in sports can be found in the book of Genesis. Talking to reporters, he said, quote, "We know that men are men and women are women, and men cannot become women." When asked how we can know that, Johnson replied, "It goes back to Genesis. Male and female, he made them." The ban now goes to the Senate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates have passed resolutions enshrining abortion and gay marriage in a critical step for Democrats hoping to amend the state's constitution next year. The Democratic-led House advanced the proposed constitutional amendments while sister resolutions worked their way through the state Senate. Proposed constitutional amendments are not subject to vetoes by the governor, but they must be twice passed in at least 2 years. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. The U.S. ending its latest legal battle against the company that owns the salvage rights to the Titanic shipwreck.
That's because the firm no longer has plans for an expedition that could break federal law. RMS Titanic Incorporated originally planned to retrieve artifacts in 2023. The U.S. fought it in court, citing a 2017 federal law against disturbing the wreck. The company later scaled back its dive plans and now says it has no expeditions planned for the future. The U.S. withdrew its legal challenge in a federal court in Virginia. John Scott reporting.
The price of Bitcoin topped $100,000 again early Friday as a pumped-up cryptocurrency industry expects early action by Donald Trump when he's sworn in as president next week. Trump has vowed on the campaign trail to take steps in early in his presidency to make the U.S. into the crypto capital of the world. He promises including a U.S. crypto stockpile, enacting industry-friendly regulation, and even appointing a crypto czar. This is SRN News.